This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
My name is scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And, of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with you yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean, broadcasting live out of Oceanside, California. And it is actually California weather today, so we appreciate it. We love the West Coast. We're out here about two or three times a year. This is probably the 15th time we've been out here. But last night we spent some time at Escondido. We did the tea party, had a great turnout. And I just want to thank everybody that did show up and that are listening and that are actually a part of the answer by bringing the power to right the wrongs with their actions. We all understand that faith without works is dead, and we also understand that there's hearers out there that go no further than hearing, and that reminds me of, in other words, faith without works is dead, right? I remember hearing a meme that was posted, and I read it off, and it said it was written actually by Frederick Douglass, who was an abolitionist, who was a former slave back in the 1800s, who said that he prayed for 20 years for his freedom without any answers. Until he started to pray with his legs. In other words, he's a doer of the word and not a hearer only, deceiving himself. Let me say that again. Frederick Douglass, the great abolitionist back in the 1800s, who was a former slave, said that he prayed for over 20 years for his freedom without any answers until he began to pray with his legs. In other words, he showed his faith by his works. Now, folks, I want to let you know really quick. If you want to check us out online, you can do that, sonsoflibertyradio.com or sonsoflibertymedia.com. Again, those two pages interact one with another. sonsoflibertyradio.com and or sonsoflibertymedia.com. Can also check us out on Facebook, which is Bradley Dean Double E, Bradley Dean Double E, and or you can follow me on my Twitter account, which is Bradley Dean One, Double E again. And if you'd like to call in at any time, please do. We're going to shove as much information and throw as much information at you as we can within the hour that we have allotted. That number is 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. That gives 53 countries and 71 affiliates across the United States an opportunity. That means a lot of people are listening. The opportunity to go ahead and give us a call and weigh in. Again, 1-866-582-9933. If this is the first time listening to the sonsoflibertyradio.com, let's say it in unison, listener, it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. And how true is that? Because, again, we're not the type that take things for face value. We actually do our due diligence, and we seek out the facts the way that we're commanded to do so. If you want gold, you're going to have to dig for it, and that's exactly what we do here at the sonsoflibertymedia.com before we show it and expose it to the world or bring it to the world. Yesterday we were talking about Hollywood's useful idiots at war with God and America. And then we also brought forth yesterday, because we've been talking about this Monday, Tuesday, now today, Wednesday, we're going to do part three of that. Yesterday we shared with you that there's a Muslim on the head of what's going on concerning the Women's March in D.C. Washington, D.C. And then what we did is we showed you the useful idiots like Madonna talking of blowing up the White House and how Ashley Judd, a self-professed Christian, by the way, making comments like, I feel like Hitler in the streets. And she talked about her female genitalia and saying it's for our pleasure and they are birthing a new generation of nasty women. And then we took the time to show you Mrs. Johansson as well, friends. The actress Scarlett Johansson, who was complaining about how male actors are paid more than female actors and how when she was 15 years old, she had to use Planned Parenthood, read Proverbs 6:17. Now, what we have here is nothing but a bunch of out-of-control, lawless murderers, whores, and hypocrites, and of course they're all feminists, accusing you of the things that they themselves are guilty of. And that brings me back to what Joseph Goebbels, the Nazi propaganda minister, said. He said, accuse the other side of what you are guilty of. Now, these are the individuals that are blaming everybody for being Nazis when, in fact, they hold and carry the fruit of being a Nazi. And we can see that the apple doesn't fall too far from the tree, and we also see that Hollywood's useful idiots are being used as a Muslim, namely Linda Sassour, who's a Palestinian-American, I don't know how that works, who's an activist and an executive director of the Arab American Association of New York. I want to pause for a moment, and I want you to think about this. She calls herself a Palestinian-American. Now, folks, can you imagine going to Palestine and calling yourself an American Palestine or Palestinian? How do you think that would go over? And for those that didn't know, we did bring this forth yesterday. Linda Sassour is an angry elf is what she is. She's angry. She's angry that the United States does not allow Sharia law. And it's interesting that, again, and I want you to think of this, that there's a Muslim on the head of Hollywood's useful idiots promoting the murder of their own children so their enemies don't have to do it for them. And, folks, again, going back to the fact and the point that I made earlier, these are a bunch of Nazi feminists playing into the hands of their enemies. In America, you need to pay attention to this because the last thing you want to do, because you do yourself a disservice if you don't deal with these people and your posterity, is leave off justice and judgment concerning these lawless women. Now, to take it a step further, we started to talk about these useful idiots. And by the way, if I can just go back really quick and bring you to Hollywood, California, isn't it interesting, speaking of Hollywood and the actresses, isn't it interesting that Hollywood has the walk of stars in the West, while the wise men followed the star in the East, which was over the Christ in Bethlehem? It's interesting how Satan himself mocks and he counters literally everything that God, the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, does. Read again Isaiah 14. Also read Matthew 2:2 when you get a moment. And what we see is Hollywood is degenerated in so many ways to that which promotes and counters America's Christian heritage, which is, again, in all righteousness, goodness, and truth, Ephesians 5:9, as well as the Mosaic institution which America is established and Christ fulfilled. Read Exodus 20 and Romans 3:31. Now, what I got to yesterday, and I'm going to go forward from this as our starting point, yesterday I shared with you that if America knew their history, namely of the city of churches, did you know that? Hollywood was called the city of churches. And did you also know how that the property, which you now know as Hollywood, was giving away, they were giving away free property to those that would establish parishes, churches, and congregations? And America, you're at the point now where you should probably blush concerning how far backwards you have gone in this country. Read Isaiah 5:59. But what we're going to do is we're going to pick it up from there when we get back on the other side. Again, if you'd like to call in, 1-866-582-9933, sonsoflibertyradio.com. We'll be right back.
Did you know that less than one half of 1% of church funding actually goes towards our posterity? And of the funding that is given, only 3% actually goes towards reaching the lost? And the rest of the money goes toward reaching the already churched? That's unthinkable. We all know that our posterity are the future and hope of America, so why are funds not being allocated to them? For the past 20 years, we here at the Sons of Liberty have been fighting the good fight of faith on a daily basis to make sure that freedom is preserved for both young and old across America. Public school principals, tea parties, detention centers, prisons, and more from across the United States has spoken of our program as the most powerful message that has ever been conveyed to those in attendance. If you desire to be a part of this work, then join together with those across America who have become sons and daughters of liberty. What that means is you support this work on a monthly basis. It's as easy as going to sonsoflibertyradio.com or sonsoflibertymedia.com and click that button that says Become a Son or Daughter of Liberty. Our posterity can't wait. The time to restore America is now.
How long would you wait for your shower to get hot? How long would you wait for your cell phone to fully charge? How long would you wait to get relief from your nasal congestion? If you're congested now and you want powerful relief now, use Afrin No Drip. Afrin starts working in seconds and keeps working for 12 hours. So, why wait? When you can start to get relief in seconds with Afrin. Afrin, powerful congestion relief without the wait. Use as directed. For more information, go to Afrin.com.
Chemical-resistant gloves, coveralls, earplugs, Grainger. Dust masks, portable eyewash stations, hard hats, Grainger. Anti-fog safety glasses, fall protection harnesses, face shields, Grainger. Respirators, welding jackets, pipe repair systems, Grainger, Grainger, Grainger. Protection blankets, steel toe boots, caution signs, Grainger. They've got over 100,000 safety products. When you think safety, think Grainger. When it comes to safety, Grainger's got your back. Call, clicksafety.grainger.com, or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Do you trust the economy? How about our banking system? Our president states that we're sitting on a bubble right now, and when the Fed raises interest rates, bad things are going to happen. Well, the Fed is outlining rate hikes here and now. There's never been a better time to turn your IRA into physical gold with GSI Exchange. 800-261-5570. That's 800-261-5570. GSI Exchange can make this happen fast, and it's money you control, not the big banks. 800-261-5570. Ask about our Gold and Silver Investors Guide and learn how your qualified IRA transfers can get you $1,500 in free physical gold or silver delivered right to your home. GSI Exchange has an A-plus rating on the Better Business Bureau, too. Get the security for your money now. Call GSI Exchange at 800-261-5570. 800-261-5570. That's 800-261-5570.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, broadcasting live out of sunny Oceanside, California. Folks on the West Coast, we love it here. We're here quite a bit. Last night we were at Escondido. We did the tea party out there, and we had a great turnout. And it was a great night. And, folks, we're out here doing the stuff. Read Luke 19:10 when you get a moment, and you'll understand exactly why we do what we do every step of the way. And we also understand in the natural what Thomas Jefferson rightly said, that eternal vigilance is the price paid for our liberties, and we understand that we got to keep our hands to the plow. Jesus said, he who puts his hand to the plow and looks back is not fit for the kingdom of God. And we also understand that the kingdom of God, to get there, we must endure trials and tribulations. Do we enter into the kingdom of God? Read Acts 11 and 14 when you get a moment. And so, again, that's what we're doing out here in California. Next month, I suppose we're going to be somewhere else. And, by the way, if you would like to have us a part of what's going on in your backyard, please give us a call. We're about 3 months out right now. That number is 1-866-233-0747. 1-866-233-0747. Again, we'd love to come out, shake, rattle, and roll. It was William Booth, the founder of the Salvation Army, not of what you see today concerning the Salvation Army, how far they have fallen as well. But it's interesting. He was the guy that said, if you want to change the future, you're going to have to trouble the present. And that's exactly right. That's all you have to do to get in trouble today, is to tell the truth, folks. And we're telling the truth regardless if people like it or not, because we're not asking the devil for permission to obey God. What we have been talking about here is Hollywood's useful idiots at war with God and the Muslim on the head using Hollywood's useful idiots. And what we did is we started to kind of lead into Hollywood and understanding the history of Hollywood. And what I want to do, because we were just talking about during the last segment, that Hollywood was originally called the City of Churches. And it's also interesting to note that the property that you now know as Hollywood was actually given away to churches to establish parishes, friends, to house their congregations. And again, what you see today is just completely the opposite in so many different ways. Now, what I want to do, we started to hit on it yesterday. We were talking about the standard that Hollywood used to hold concerning the motion picture production code, which was, again, the set industry censorship guidelines, which governed the production of U.S. movies released by major studios from 1930 to 1968. And friends, also keep in mind that all the way up until 1968, it was the church's job to hold the post and hold the level high concerning the standard as to what the movie picture production code was. But in 1968, they went derelict of duty. They went MIA. They gave their post away to a bunch of secularists, and that's why we are where we're at today, friends. They have everything completely upside down. Now, in saying that, friends, what I'm going to do is I'm going to bring you down to about seven or eight of the provisions of the code in the movie pictures and the producers and distributors. It's known as the MPPDA, which, by the way, was known later as Motion Picture Association of America. Again, what they did is they adopted the code in 1930 and began enforcing it in 1934. Then again in 1968, the church, which is called to be the moral compass of society, abandoned their post in favor of the subsequent MPAA film rating system. In other words, the righteous forsook their post, so now that's why we see so much unrighteousness, because we have allowed the reprobates to actually do the vetting, which they're not doing the vetting, they're doing the tearing away at the law to tear down, folks. And that's what the sons and daughters of Belial do, and that's exactly what they're doing today. Now, let me just take you through some of the provisions of the code, again, just showing you the standard in which Hollywood used to hold, okay, which coincides with what we've been talking about over the last 3 days. Number one, no picture shall be produced that will, in any sense, lower the moral standards of those that see it. In other words, no picture shall be produced that will lower the moral standard of those that are sitting there and watching it. Hence, the sympathy of the audience should never be thrown to the side of crime, wrongdoing, evil, or sin. Now, folks, what we see today is exactly the complete opposite. Sympathy, you're not to show sympathy for the devil, but now that's all they're doing. It's promoting the works of the devil. Literally, friends. Literally. Number two is correct standards of life subject only to the requirements of drama and entertainment. Remember now, entertainment, tain derived from entertainment means to stop from entering in. So as long as I'm entertaining you, I'm controlling you. I also want you to understand that, friends, if I can demoralize you, I can control you. I'm your daddy. This is why Hollywood and corrupt officials and government are spending so much time demoralizing the next generation. That's why the NEA is zeroing in on the kids, even going to the preschoolers, because if they can demoralize them, friends, they can have absolute control over them, and that's exactly what they seek. But again, America, don't complain about what you tolerate. You still have the power to do the right thing. I also want you to understand that Caesar said, back in the day, when they used to have these gladiatorial games, where two men or three men or a bunch of men would fight to the death in front of the mob. Well, what they used to do, and the corrupt officials knew all the well that if they wanted to control the people, literally, this is what Caesar said, give people a piece of bread and a spectacle, entertain them, and he said, I can do whatever I want to do with them, okay? And that's exactly, again, what we're seeing today. That's why I continuously tell you to shut the television off. You know, it's got to – I remember the first sermon I ever gave, if you want to call it that. To me, it comes from the heart, not the head. But I remember 20 years ago when I first got saved, the first thing that I talked about to a mini congregation was, it's got to suck to be a spectator. America, it may be surreal to you as to what's going on in the game of life, if you want to call it that, but it's a different thing. It's very real to those that are on the field. But America, somehow or another, has fallen for the fact that they want to be entertained and they're just going to make it to this life, and then they're going to answer to God on Judgment Day, and they're going to get a pass, and they're going to go to heaven because heaven can't wait to receive them. I want to tell you something. We're to work out our own salvation with fear and trembling. Not the pastor, not the priest. He's not called to do it for you. And by the way, if you've been led to believe that, you've been sadly mistaken and you are deceived. You are in a state of delusion. Because you yourself, it's appointed unto men once to die, and after this the judgment. That means every single individual from the beginning of time to the end of time will personally answer to God for what he has done in this life. Even going so far as to what Jesus said, every idle thought and every idle word we will have to give an account for.
That means we should be all the more working out our own salvation with fear and trembling before a just and a holy God, and studying to understand the fear of God, perfecting holiness that we might not offend the majesty on high, friends. And you're not going to get to that position by watching the filth on television. There's nothing good there. Read Psalm 101, verse 3. David said, I will set no wicked thing before mine eyes. Read James 4, 4. Read 2 Corinthians 6, friends. Come out from among them. Be separate. Touch not the unclean thing. And that's all, friends, the world offers is the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, the pride of life, and the love of the world. And those things were forbidden by God. And by the way, it's being promoted by a spirit of Antichrist given over to the prince of the power of the air. Read Ephesians 6 when you get a moment. We need to understand that it is straight and narrow and difficult is the way, and there's nothing this world can offer you that's going to bring you on a chariot to heaven, friends. Rest assured. It's just the exact opposite. Again, Jesus said, straight and narrow and difficult is the way, friends. And we perfect holiness in the fear of the Lord. And what is the fear of the Lord? Hating evil, pride, arrogancy, and the evil way. And also keep in mind, the Lord said, I lead in the way of righteousness in the midst of the paths of judgment. We must bear our cross. Going to the next one, number three is lay natural or human, okay? Law, natural or human, forgive me, shall not be ridiculed, nor shall sympathy be created for its violation. I mean, just think about it. The last administration actually taught welfare-dependent, useful idiots across this country to go ahead and hate cops, to shoot at cops, to kill cops. He spent 8 years of his criminal administration doing his best, empowering the enemies by tearing down your laws. As a matter of fact, just yesterday on the SonsOfLibertyMedia.com conference, we found out that Barack Hussein Obama, on his way out, quietly gave $221 million to a terrorist organization in Palestine. And over there, he gave them money to equip them to destroy who we are as a people. And in America, as we have been talking about over the last 3 days, you have a Palestinian American, as she calls herself, Linda Sarsour, that is angry with America because they will not accept Sharia law in your backyard, leading up a bunch of Nazi feminists, which goes hand in hand. And if you look to history, the Nazis used the Muslims to do their biddings for them. And we've talked about that. And friends, what I'm doing right now is digging up all the history that we need to know of prophetically by the finger and the light of God to bring forth to this world, namely the United States of America, our responsibility before Him so it doesn't happen again. I'm going to take a quick break. We'll be right back. You got Bradley Dean broadcasting live out of Oceanside, California on the West Coast, 1-866-582-9933. We'll be right back.
For P150, P150GA, P150NY, P150OK, P150TN, C250A, C250E, C250Q. Not available in all states. If New York or Colorado, call for a similar offer.
What's the scariest thing about going to the dentist? Opening your mouth or opening your wallet? Because just a simple cleaning can cost $100, and things like root canals can cost you hundreds more. If you don't have dental insurance to help, call Physicians Mutual Insurance Company, 1-800-656-4686. This isn't a discount plan or preventive-only coverage. This is real dental insurance that helps pay for checkups right away, so you can call today and get your teeth cleaned tomorrow. Plus, it helps cover the more expensive procedures you might need down the road. Fillings, crowns, bridges, even costly dentures. There's no deductible and no annual maximum. Your acceptance is guaranteed for one of these insurance policies, even if you're retired. There are no networks, so you can choose any dentist you'd like. Call now for a free information kit with all the details. 1-800-656-4686. That's 1-800-656-4686. 1-800-656-4686.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calbend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Have you ever wanted a shortcut to getting the underground secrets to making money online and seriously grow your business? Whether it's a new business, a part-time income, or an existing business, you have this incredible limited offer to get a copy of this Amazon best-selling book on dot-com success for free. Uncover the success factors to make your business ignite. Go to secretsignite.com. That's secretsignite.com. Get your free copy now. Go to secretsignite.com.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-340-5528. That's 800-340-5528. Again, 800-340-5528.
Are you looking to become more self-sufficient? Then you need to have your own energy source. The Solark EMP hardened generator is automatic, maintenance-free, and reduces your monthly electric bill. You can also take it off-grid when you go camping. Contact PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875 today. Portable Solar LLC gives you everything you need to start using solar energy in less than 1 hour. Solark EMP hardened solar generator energy insurance. For your family or business, call Portable Solar LLC today.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, folks. If you'd like to call in, 1-866-582-9933, broadcasting live out of Oceanside, California. Sunny California today, by the way. We have been talking about, again, the movie production code and how we can see that the standard is not high any longer, raised to the bar of moral law given to us by our Heavenly Father through the Mosaic Institution. We have something in this country called common law, which is based on, guess what, the Mosaic Institution in which Jesus Christ fulfilled. By the way, no state, no representative, no group in this country, regardless if they are anti-American every step of the way, can deny the facts, friends. They cannot deny the facts. Read your state preamble and you'll understand exactly what I'm talking about. One of the things that I was just talking about is the fact that Obama on sonsoflibertymedia.com in his final hours, he gave $221 million of your money to Palestinian terrorists on sonsoflibertymedia.com. I want to tell you, folks, if you pay attention to what's going on the sonsoflibertymedia.com, you'll find out that we're ahead of the game, and you'll find out that the professed church and the conservatives are slowly catching up, and in some cases, it takes them years to do so. So there's a lot of, and I hate to say it, I told you so's. I trust the Spirit of God. I trust that He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. Hebrews 13. I trust that what it says in Malachi 3:16, that I am the Lord thy God. I change not. Hey, folks, the Holy Ghost is the same yesterday, today, and forever. He still teaches us all things. He still guides us into all truth. He still gives us perfect knowledge of every circumstance and opportunity that comes before us. He still causes men to find their faith not in the wisdom of men's words, but in the power and in the demonstration of the Spirit of God, 1 Corinthians 2:5. Also read 1 Corinthians 4:10. The kingdom of God is not in word, but it is in power. Folks, and He does show us things to come. He does it all the time here. Check out sonsoflibertymedia.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Now, to say that, to say this, we're talking about how the sonsoflibertymedia.com is highlighting Obama's final hours. He gave $221 million of your money to the Palestinian terrorists.
And then I shared with you, in correlation, friends, Linda Sauer, who's a Palestinian-American leading up the D.C. Women's March. And, folks, taking that and highlighting that off of what I'm talking about here, number three of the production movie code is not law, natural, or human shall not be ridiculed, nor shall sympathy be created for its violation. You are being assailed by Muslims today with the use of Hollywood's idiots promoting their agenda and doing their biddings for them inadvertently and, in many cases, advertently. They know exactly what they're doing. But, folks, during the sitting of watching something that Hollywood has to promote, law, natural, or human shall not be ridiculed. That's all you see today from those that you call the left, from those that you call the liberals. They're lawless. They're criminals. And Hollywood promotes this stuff all day long. All these school shootings, friends, where are they learning to do that? And interestingly enough, they've been scared off by the ACLU to remove thou shall not kill before the eyes of the students. Isn't that interesting how that works? Who's teaching the young people in this country how to commit the crime? Hollywood is. Who's giving them permission? The parents are. Who else is giving them permission? The Supreme Court and justices, friends, where they come about and say that this is free speech to promote crime, when in fact liberty is the right to do what the law permits, not the other way around, said Charles D. Montesquieu, one of the three founders along with John Knox. I'm sorry, not John Knox, John Locke and William Blackstone. Going to number four, nakedness and suggestive dances were prohibited. Folks, this is all these whores are promoting. And folks, it's a fact. The Bible calls them whores. And that's exactly what they are. I mean, look at Madonna, friends. She does nothing but promote her whoredoms globally. The homosexual sodomite agenda, which God condemns. Well, just keep it out there. The people will accept it sooner or later. And guess what? The American people have. Well, I haven't accepted it. Did you stop it? Then you've accepted it. And then we see the women across the globe standing up against Madonna saying, hey, listen, we don't like what you're doing and what you're teaching our children. And then she has the audacity to plead the fifth. She said, criminals know how, the criminals in this country, friends, know their rights more than, guess what? Those that should know them, namely the righteous. And I'm talking about rights that they believe that they're given by the state. And they call them rights. But God didn't give them the right to break the law, did he? No, he did not. So I hope I clarified that last point so you understand exactly what I'm talking about. They have been misled to believe that they have rights after they violate law. No, they don't. They should be thrown into the penitentiary. Penitent. After the law has been executed concerning their crimes, which is a judgment to bring about repentance. And going back to this whore Madonna, friends, and a witch, I mean, she dresses up like a witch at these balls. I mean, it's just so over the top that it's almost laughable at those that accept her garbage. And I told you she's not as big as everybody wants her to, as big as everybody on her camp or in her camp wants you to believe she is. Her Twitter account had 1.4 million people. Who's made her big? The media has. The only reason you know who she is because of the media. But what's also interesting, highlighting this whore Madonna, what's also interesting to note, friends, is that she promotes sexual promiscuity, homosexuality, sodomy. Even when she was talking at the D.C. Women's March, this useful idiot following the lead of a Muslim that's mad because we won't accept Sharia law in our country. It's interesting to note, friends, that she was talking about blowing up the White House. And it's interesting to note that she told everybody she chose love, and now she's saying that she was talking in metaphors. If I would have said that, I would have been across the front page of every paper in this country, rest assured. But the good people on the right, they just allow the criminals on the left, don't they? To your own shame. And then she goes on, she chose love, she said. Yeah, love. To what? Man's fallen standard, and that's exactly what we're talking about right now. Hey, love is found in Christ's risen standard, not in man's reprobate standard, just for the record. And I also want you to understand, friends, Madonna then goes on and tells everybody that disagrees with her doctrines of devils, 1 Timothy 4:1, that you can go ahead and suck her male gender. This is what you're tolerating. This is what you're putting up with. And then while she was on Larry King, speaking of the whore Madonna, it's interesting, she was asked by Larry King what her daughter watches on television. And then Madonna, in her hypocrisy, says, my daughter's not allowed to watch that garbage. No, as she plays the whores for little girls 11 and 12 years old that show up to her concerts, as she says, I don't give an F if I go to hell. Folks, these people have sold their souls. And right now what we're talking about is the standard that Hollywood is now promoting against what it used to be. And everything that Hollywood used to promote when the church in America was doing their job, they were holding God's moral standard high. Very high. The last one I just highlighted, friends, was the fact that nakedness and suggestive dances were prohibited. What are they promoting today? The ridicule of religion was forbidden, and ministers of religion were not to be presented as comic characters or villains. Now, when you look at Hollywood and what they promote, they always show the Christians as the weaklings. I'm kind of curious to know which Bible they're talking about. No, they're not talking about the Bible. By the way, the devils believe and tremble. And these devils in Hollywood know all the well that real Christians are bold as lions as they follow the lion of the tribe of Judah. Because we're called to be witnesses of the resurrection, not of the fallen man. And that's what they're afraid of. Jesus spoke as one having authority. He spoke boldly and not as the scribes and the Pharisees. The way Hollywood portrays Christianity is absolutely unchristian. Let me tell you. Absolutely unchristian. And by the way, preachers today have been now marked by the state-controlled CIA bought and paid and controlled for media as bigots and haters for preaching the word of God. Go ahead and call me a bigot. Go ahead and call me a hater. But I want to tell you something. First of all, I am a bigot. And I hold to my religion. I hold to my Christ, regardless if you like it or not. And furthermore, you're a fool for your pains to try to scare it out of something God put in me. No devil in hell can take out of me what God put in me. Don't ever forget that. Read Luke 12:4 when you get a moment. Never. In Jesus' name. And by the grace of God, I ain't moving. But they want to call them haters. I want to tell you something. Love tells the truth. Hate doesn't. And see, they call it hate because they don't want to live to the standard of law. Neither. See, because again, America, you fell for the fact that they can't help themselves. And again, America, you have been brainwashed to show more sympathy for the criminal today in America than you have for the victims. Until it comes to you, you heard me right. Going on, the deception of illegal drug use was forbidden, as well as the use of liquor. Now when you watch a movie in Hollywood, what do they promote, folks? Drug use. If you want to make a good living, go ahead and sell drugs. In our prison system, in our correctional facilities across this country, are ridden with young people that followed the lead in which Hollywood taught them. And they get thrown in jail for it because, after all, the politicians said, hey, that's acceptable. The Supreme Court said, no, that's free speech. Well, if it was free speech, then why am I in jail for actually emulating what you taught me to do? And why are you confused, folks? Read Daniel 9. It's confusion of faith when you turn away and depart from the living God. Folks, we're going to take a quick break. Coming up to our final segment, broadcasting live out of Oceanside, California. Sunny California today. Again, final segment coming up on the other side. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com and SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. We'll be right back.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-07 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
This is James White from Northwest Liberty News and fruitforliberty.com, and I want to take a moment to speak to you about a website that I gladly contribute to and visit often. I'm speaking about the website Sons of Liberty Media, founded by my friend and fellow freedom lover, Bradley Dean. Bradley has provided the cure for the disease of lies and disinformation so prevalent today.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-615-7709. That's 800-615-7709. 800-615-7709.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, broadcasting live out of sunny Oceanside, California. We've had Paul hanging on. Paul from New Jersey, how are you, my friend? Thank you for holding on.
Hello.
What is it that you have to say, my friend?
Hello, Bradley. Concerning the just moral degeneracy of that march, listen, you can't compare that to anything the Nazis or even the communists would tolerate. The Nazis would never tolerate that kind of thing in public. As a matter of fact, just to get some of the facts right on this, the one thing the Nazis did advocate was to go forth and multiply. And they had what were known as policies to promote motherhood and to have big families, and they were rewarded with what was called the Mother Cross, depending upon how many children these mothers bore. And so while the United States had the degeneracy of promoting women in the workplace through Rosie the Riveter, the Nazis actually worked to get women home to have large families and to promote motherhood as a part of their policies.
To basically outnumber those that would be Adolf Hitler's political opposition, is that what you're saying?
Well, it was ultimately to help build a war machine, but yeah, Nonetheless, it was a policy of go forth and multiply, is what I'm pointing out and alluding to. Also, I would also argue even the communists, and Stalin himself, would blanch at this moral degeneracy of contemporary United States because Stalin would not really promote or give you a job, a position in the government unless you were married. They, too, would promote marriage and family. So this degeneracy of the modern era is, you know, so much worse than anything that happened in the 30s, even probably way worse than even the Weimar Republic days, who, by the way, I think Madonna loves to emulate like a typical you know, Weimar dance girl from Germany in the 30s.
Yeah, and, well, it's interesting, too, in interjecting thought here. It was Margaret Sanger that she admired Adolf Hitler. And we also know that she is the founder of Planned Parenthood.
Well, that was part of the eugenics programs.
Yep.
That Hitler advocated. But I think we should be honest in the
and
sense.
That was, Paul, let me just interject this so I can track with you and actually answer what I want to get out of you here, too, as well.
Right.
So in saying that, that was just what you're saying is Multiply was aimed at the motherland, the German people. Outside of that, they wanted to eradicate.
Not really, no. It depends if you were of considered a good genetic stock. And I have to admit, I'm sympathetic towards an aspect of what people would call eugenics, because I do believe, ideally, you do want people with better health to have, you know, more children, and those who have a hereditary disease that might be, you know, like inherited to their children, I think the moral thing to do is for those people to have less children. I do believe that.
Okay, so going back to your other point, I want to stick to that. What was the second point that you were making right there that I kind of jumped in on you?
I forget. I just wanted to point that the moral degeneracy of today is way beyond anything the Nazis or even the communists of the 30s would tolerate.
Well, now, I did, interjecting on that point too, Paul, I did take some time to watch a former KGB agent, and he said what you want to do is you want to demoralize nations. And he says when you demoralize them, he was talking about America. Again, he was former KGB. He said what the founders during that particular era wanted to do to overtake America was to demoralize them. And they love to use useful idiots. And it's interesting that useful idiots, that all came from none other than those that were under Joseph Stalin's regime in the first place, Vladimir Lenin, so on and so forth, and Trotsky and the others. But what was interesting is he said what's happened in America outdid anything concerning the wildest dreams of the founders of the Communist Party to demoralize them. Because once they can demoralize you, what they do is then they take over so they can drop the iron fist on you. And he said that's exactly how they operate. And what they do is they find these useful idiots, what we have here in Hollywood, that will actually promote their agenda. And at length, they're the first ones taken out when judgment does fall.
True. And one point, too, before I go, is that Hollywood was conceived because the wood of a wand was made from holly. And the wand is what witches cast spells with. And in
well,
a sense,
you do know that at the beginning, the inception, it was called Hollyland.
Well, that would be sound more like Holy Land. But,
yeah, exactly.
Right. But Hollywood refers to a witch's wand.
There you go.
Yeah. And so there that is exactly what Hollywood does. It casts spells on people. And they know it. And the people who founded it, many of them Eastern European Jews, as Neil Gabler talks about in his book, you know, An Empire of Their Own. They were the founders of Hollywood back in the 20s and 30s, the Adolf Zuckers and Louis Meyer and others. Yeah.
Amen. Well, Paul, I always love hearing from you, my friend. Thank you for calling in very much.
Sir. Yep.
All right, thank you. Have a good day. Folks, what I want to do is I have a short time here, and what I want to do is yesterday I got to probably 4 or 5 points. And what I want to do is I want to get them all off on you today so I can take it another step on the up-and-coming show. I just talked about how the ridicule of religion was forbidden concerning the standards in Hollywood when the church was actually holding its post and its watch. The ridicule of religion was forbidden. Ministers of religion were not to be presented as comic characters or villains. Going on, the deception of illegal drug use was forbidden, as well as the use of liquor. We had in 1919 to 1933, I believe, the prohibition. If you wanted to get drunk, liquor was illegal in this country. You had to go over to Mexico to get drunk. We can see the fallout since we've accepted that. references to alleged sexual perversion, such as homosexuality, which, from my understanding, is on the airwaves concerning the state-controlled media, as to entertain you out of true liberty, which is in Christ, 2 Corinthians 3:17, they're promoting homosexuality and sodomy at every given turn. Now transgender, and now keep in mind, friends, now the pedophiles want their rights too. And I told you that that's exactly what this would come to. Methods of crime were forbidden. Safe cracking, arson, smuggling were not to be explicitly presented. Again, references to alleged sexual perversion, such as homosexuality. Venereal disease were forbidden, as were depictions of childbirth. The sanctity of marriage and the home had to be upheld. Folks, you see Disney working and countering that at every given step. As a matter of fact, it's interesting. Instead of the child going to the parents for advice concerning the issues in which the child may be going through, now they have the parents. They're teaching that the parents go to the child for the advice now. And it's the child that's right rather than the parents that are right. Read Isaiah 3 when you get a moment, friends. But the sanctity of marriage and the home had to be upheld. Pictures could not imply that low forms of sex relationship were the accepted or common thing. Adultery and illicit sex, which is still illegal in this country, although recognized as sometimes necessary to the said plot, it could not be explicit or justified, and they were not supposed to be presented as an attractive option. And what are they showing out today, friends? Just, again, the opposite. And going one step further, the flag of the United States of America was to be treated respectfully, and people and history of other nations were to be presented fairly. Now what you have, folks, is you've allowed these Hollywood useful idiots, along with the Muslims and other leftist groups, criminals and liberals, criminals, friends, for some reason or another, you have fallen to the fact that now they can go ahead and burn the flag when it's in a federal offense, friends. It's a violation of law. Because, again, you have been led to believe that this is some form of freedom of speech when, in fact, again, nothing could be further from the truth. Now, I want to give you a little exhortation during the last 2 minutes of the show, because what I just tipped off on, friends, is the tip of the iceberg. When it comes to those that Americans are allowing to lead the way. Read John 14:6, 1 Timothy 2:5, 1 Corinthians 11:1. Here we go. Don't choose the blind to be your guide. Don't choose the blind to be your guide. If you wanted to go somewhere, folks, you pick up a map. It's called the Bible. If you want to go somewhere, friends, you don't take someone that can't see to have them lead the way only to end up in the ditch like Jesus told us. Let the blind lead the blind. They all end up in the ditch. Matthew 15:14. Don't choose the blind to be your guide. This is what the media promotes. It's the spirit of the world. Ask yourself, what are those you follow or that you're inspired by, what do they stand or fall for? And you can mark what I'm about to say here, friends. You will not go beyond those that you allow to teach you. How they stand or fall is how you will stand or fall. You can't climb higher than the building itself, friends, or the building or the architect of the building. You have to go further than that. And the way that you build higher and the way that you go further is you continuously follow the Christ who brings you through to the promised land. Again, you will not go beyond those you allow to teach you. Again, how they stand or how they fall is exactly how you will stand or fall. That's why we keep our eyes here at the Sons of Liberty Radio.com fixed on the Christ, the author and the finisher of our faith. Love you by what we do, broadcasting live out of Oceanside, California. See ya!
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Had it been the sweet Paris air permeating the night? The intoxicating way her beauty had overtaken him? Whatever the case back then, Jordan Dunleavy is still in love with the memory of Lauren, the woman he'd lost so many years before. In Bookstore on the Sun, The Journey of a Conspiracy Analyst, author C.L. Hendman, ties conspiracy theories, mystery, irony, and romance into this stimulating novel that masterfully interweaves the past with the present. Available on Amazon and Kindle and at bookstoreonthesun.com. That's S-E-I-N-E.com. Bookstoreonthesun.com.